not just for NASA, but for the United States space program. Basically, tonight, or actually on Monday morning at 1:31, NASA will get either a yes or a no from this robot, the biggest rover ever sent to Mars, the most capable, and if everything goes the way NASA hopes, it could find out if Mars could have ever supported life on its surface in the past or even now.
And so you take that information and the answers from those questions, and what do you do with that?
Well, NASA wants to know not only if life is present on Mars now or was in the past, but it, you know, does that mean that Earth isn't as special? You know, we have life everywhere on our planet, and if we find it on Mars or anywhere else in the solar system, it will help you know, them understand you know, what are the requirements for life? How does life evolve? You know, is there life somewhere else on another star?
You know, what's interesting, NASA's making this a big deal. In fact, they're calling it 7 minutes of terror. I want to just play a little bit of a video that NASA's released explaining all of this. Let's take a listen, everybody.
When we first get word that we've touched the top of the atmosphere, the vehicle has been alive or dead on the surface for at least 7 minutes.
Okay, so these 7 minutes, we're not going to know what happens. What is the percentage likelihood that it's going to go off okay? Because we all get so used to getting the information. We'll expect pictures at some point and more details. I mean, you just kind of think it's going to go okay.
Yeah, in fact, this seems to be the most audacious way to land on Mars that NASA has come up with. They're very confident. They haven't given actual percentage odds, but they're fairly confident that this is going to work. What they're going to do is go from 13,000 miles an hour to zero in 7 minutes using a rocket-powered sky crane that won't even touch down on Mars. It's going to come screeching out of the atmosphere, and then it's going to basically hover over a spot, a Gale crater. This is the spot right here on Mars.
Okay.
And it's going to lower this one-ton rover down on cables.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the wheels touch the ground, it'll send a signal to the sky crane. It detaches cables, flies off, crashes the rover, you know, switches on, turns on its cameras, 17 of them, and starts beaming back pictures to Earth. And